Chapter 20. Samkin and Arula sat in the late afternoon sun, peeling the mud from themselves. Spriggot had proved correct. The stings came out with the mud. The young squirrel picked the last of it from his tail bush.
That mud is marvellous stuff, Arula. Look, there's not a sting on me and scarcely a lump. I feel great.
Hoor, and I likewise. 'Tis champion mud, as you say. I wonder where Master Spriggot be again to.
They had been so preoccupied with bank mud and stings that neither of them had noticed the curious hedgehog's disappearance. Samkin rubbed his back energetically against the rough bark of a hornbeam tree.
Oh, that feels good. I expect old Spriggot's about somewhere. No need to worry over him. He can take care of himself all right.
Oh, that I can, young fellow, me lad. Here's your tucker bags.
Spriggot materialized out of the woods and tossed the two haversacks upon the bank. He was picking wasp wings from his teeth again.
I've been back yonder mid the lupins and found these. Found that broken wasp nest, too. I'm full as a stuffed duck. There's nothing in all the woodlands like a good feed of buzzers. No, sir.
Samkin and Arula checked their supplies. Most of the food was intact. They thanked him and sat down to share a small flask of October ale with their new-found friend. Spriggot swigged at the flask, a slow smile spreading across his snout.
Oh, this be prime stuff. Tober ale, you call it? An og could get used to a drink like this, I tell you. Oh, by the by, young'uns, I picked up the tracks of that stoat with your sword. Not too far from here, travelling south and west. If he feels up to it, we can start tracking right away.
No further encouragement was needed. The two friends shouldered their haversacks and weapons. Spriggot was not a fast traveller. He was slow, but exceedingly thorough.
Not too long till dusk now. See here, sword point's been stuck in the ground, using it as a walking stick, the rascal is. Look, this is a smear of blood from a wound on the bole of this elm.
Samkin watched the hedgehog carefully. He was a master of trail and woodcraft, and without him, it would have been nigh on impossible to follow Dingai's track. His wisdom and experience were proving invaluable in their search. Spriggot noticed their wonderment and laughed good-naturedly.
Never fret. I'll learn you, young'uns. 'Tis no disgrace to be shown a trick or two. I had to learn the hard way.
He paused to pluck a dragonfly from mid-flight and gobble it up.
That one were a long ways from his stream. Tasty, though. Now, what were I saying? Oh, aye, you two watch and take notice, and soon you'll have young heads on old shoulders.
Don't he mean old heads on young shoulders, sir?
Arula corrected him.
So I do. You're a bright one, Arula. A quick learner, eh?
In the depths of the woodlands, dusk overtook the trackers swiftly. The sun set in the west, casting darkness between the haphazard columns of trees. Spriggot held up a cautionary paw.
Camp yonder, beneath that three-topped oak. Mind now, no fire tonight. We'd be dangerous close to your enemy. I can smell something I don't like on the breeze. You two bide by the oak and get supper ready. I won't be gone long.
Before they could reply, he had melted into the undergrowth ahead of them. Samkin and Arula squatted beneath the sheltering boughs of the oak and set out a simple supper of oatcake and apple, uncorking a small flask of elderberry wine for their absent friend.